Everyone, we'll reconvene the hearing of submissions. And the first submitter on my list for this afternoon is Jenny Campbell. Hello, just come on up. We've got a table here for submitters to sit at and a microphone because it's being recorded, so we can make sure we capture what you say. So good afternoon and welcome. Thank you very much for putting in your submission, which we've read. So you don't need to reread that out to us, but you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight your key points for us. Thank you.
Takatene taku maunga, ko oriti taku awa, ko takatene taku waka, ko naitahu taku iwi, ko te rau araha taku marae, no Moss Burner hau, ko Jenny Campbell hau. Ite panamu. It may be small, but it is very precious. As I was reflecting on what I'd written late last year, I realised that the goalposts have moved. A lot more attention has come up about water. And a few of the things that I'm mindful of is that we, as a group, some Southlanders gathered here at Environment Southland, I think it was early this year, when there was talk of exporting water from the South Canterbury area, and the councillors came and met with us and heard our concerns. There were about 20 people came, because for me, it's not much use throwing stones from the outside. You need to be prepared to be involved and be part of the collaborative process, which I want to commend Environment Southland and councillors and staff for, that you've worked alongside industry, individuals, policy makers and tangata whenua, and I think in spite of these outside influences, you're going on with the process, which I hope is going to resolve some of the huge issues we've got in front of us. I just wanted to clarify and reiterate my childhood, and that I was just thinking last night, we had a meeting where three of the candidates for the national election came, and the whole focus of the meeting was on water, and people from the community gathered and asked questions. And the theme seemed to be, I remember in my childhood when we swam in the river, and I think about in the little town, little village I lived in, which was Pirinoa in the Wairarapa, our farm was on the banks of the Ruahunga River, and on our way home from school we would wait at the river at a swimming hole, and my mother would come and meet us and we'd have a swim, and we could drink the water straight up out of the river. It wasn't a big river. And the thought now of my grandchildren not being able to do that, it just doesn't seem right to me. We caught cockabullies, mutton a little billy, and all of those memories are part of what we are as New Zealanders. And I think this is why a lot of the older people are very concerned for what we're leaving future generations, because fresh water is such an absolute necessity for everyone, not just people, but every other living thing as well. And for me, they can't speak for themselves, but we can speak for them. Every insect, every worm, every animal. And this just doesn't mean commercial animals I'm talking about. For me, our clean green image, which we profess to adhere to and we tote overseas, continues to be a farce with double standards. It's not just farming that is polluting our rivers. There are lots of other industries which do that as well. And one of the speakers at last night's meeting talked about the water that's used on a daily basis at the likes of the TY smelter, dry cleaning firms, all of the industries we have in Invercargill which support our economy all use a lot of water. And as one of the people said, they are paying for water through their rates as we are. I'm also mindful that living in Moss Burn, we don't have a sewage system, so I'm contributing to the groundwater with the sewage from the effluent that I produce at my home. So all of us are in this together. It's how we resolve the issue and see that the water is not degraded any further. Another recent concern is the government block offers for oil and gas exploration, which is particularly going to affect if the offers are picked up by companies, the Tiano Basin, Western Southland, and it comes right across to Central Southland, all the farming land. And I'm really concerned about the huge amount of water that these companies use to extract gas and oil, and particularly if they carry out fracking, and what do we do with the contaminated water after the water's been used for fracking. So I'm not sure whether this has even been considered in the Land and Water Forum proposals. So maybe that's a new something that we need to look at. I've spoken about water exports, the government block offers. I think that there is increased public awareness, and the national election has brought that to the fore. And I think a lot more people are now speaking out and saying this is one of our top priorities that the government of the future needs to take notice of. And I think there's going to be a big protest in, remember it was just recently, and they're going to have a camp, a weekend camp, on the 15th of September in Christchurch, and 1,000 people are coming to camp to raise their awareness of how concerned they are about water quality. So that's just before the election. So people are really mobilised, and I think we're seeing a lot more of that. Just looking at some of the things in my submission which I wrote, I was really concerned that we need a strict policy so that we're not being polluted up to, so we don't have limits that we pollute up to that limit. I think that we need to be really strict on what's happening, but not have this ultimate, there's a boundary, and as long as I don't cross the line, I'm fine. I think there has to be much more collaborative and looking at the common good, particularly with the area where I live, where there didn't used to be any cows and it was an arable area, and now the whole of the Mossburn and Northern Southern area is covered with cows, and in the winter particularly, when we can have a lot of heavy rain, the nitrates and phosphates are bleaching or are soaking into our aquifers and into the rivers across the southern plains. And I think the numbers, when you compare the amount of effluent a person produces compared with the equivalent number of cows, I think it's something like 19 people is in comparison with one cow and the effluent it produces. I'm not quite sure if I've got my numbers right, but it's quite amazing. And I think all of that's having an impact. I realise that we haven't got rules in place for sheep farmers and fencing off their streams, and I think that's something we really need to come to. All farmers need to take responsibility for that, and in particular what happened in the Hawke's Bay with the source of that outbreak that they had of people being sick, and I understand the source of that was sheep from a sheep farm. Also noticed that we have ageing stormwater and sewerage systems, and they're putting pressure on water quality, and that's been particularly noted in Invercargill City, that the pipes are very old now, and we have to be responsible for that. And as a Invercargill City ratepayer as well as a Southland ratepayer, I feel that I'm responsible for helping fix that up. Yeah. It's not just for other people. I have to take responsibility for what I'm polluting. I commend Environment Southland for all the mapping that you've done through and producing the physiographic zones, because I think that's given a much greater understanding of what actually happens to the water when it falls on the land. And at Forest and Bird the other night, we had Clint Rissman, who came and spoke of his research, and that was really telling. And I think a lot more people, if we understood the impact of rain when it falls, or the from the snow, what happens when it comes down the streams and so on, a lot more people would understand why we need to be really aware and care for our water. We don't hear a lot of talk about sedimentation and what that actually does to all the animals, their gills and so on in the water, and I think that's another contaminant that we perhaps don't think about. We're taking the forest off our hills, and when we have the heavy rain, it comes, that sediment from the soil, we're actually washing our soils away as well when we do that, but the sedimentation is another strong contaminant as far as I'm concerned, what it does on the animals and plants down the waterways. And soil compaction and surface runoff are two of the things that are really a prevalent part of our farming economy now in Southland that didn't used to be here before. So that's some of my concerns. Buffer zones are fine. I think the riparian strips, I'd like to see all being natives, a variety of natives, and because it gives our native insects and particularly bees sources of pollen and nectar, and I think we could promote the riparian plantings and native trees. Would be really good. The proposed rules you have about wintering stock, they look workable, and I understand that they're being worked out in a collaborative way. But the top priority for me is water quality and the quantities that have been used as well on individual properties. And I haven't written my submission about the sloping land, but the rule that you had, rule 25, seemed to work for me. And I drive up and down the roads a lot and I see steep slopes and what happens when there's no tree cover on them and the water's running down steep slopes and into our streams, as I said, with the sedimentation. And indigenous biodiversity needs to be encouraged on all farming properties, not just as riparian strips, but also as shelter belts, because our animals need shade and shelter, and as I said, attracting bees. I'd like to thank you for the chance to comment. Nō te rauro, nāke te rauro, ka ora te iwi. From your food basket and my food basket, there's sufficient for everybody. Kia ora koutou.
Thank you very much for that. I'll see if we have any questions for you, Lord, and we'll start at your end of the table.
No, I think you've portrayed through your submission and your verbal comments the what's on your heart, and you've expressed that through the comments. I don't have any questions specifically for you, but thank you for your time.
It's a treatise from Jenny Campbell in true form, so thank you for that.
Kia ora, Mrs. Campbell. Enjoyed your submission, thank you. I don't have any particular questions. Many topics have been raised, have been covered by many senators today.
Morris.
Yes, thank you, Jenny. I just culmination on sloping land. Have you had any experience or been involved with that, as to know what the problems can be, or and what sort of slopes are okay or not okay?
I think this is me thinking back to my childhood of what happens. As I said, I came from the Wairarapa, and I remember my uncle clearing native forest or his hillsides, which were very steep, in the northern Wairarapa. And then I lived down here for several years, and then they had a very wet winter, and all of those hillsides in the northern Wairarapa all slipped, and that was the sedimentation, the water pouring off into the rivers really, really quickly with that runoff. And for me, what had happened was, in the event of cutting the trees down, the native trees down, the roots had finally died, and so there were those really susceptible hillsides. And that's a strong picture in my mind when I drive around Southland and I think of that, when I see big slumps on hillsides. And we get a lot more rain here, with the influence of the Auckland and so on. So I have that memory of, and I think that happened up in Hawke's Bay and Gisborne as well, just recently, where the people said it was because the roots had finally died and the impact of taking all that forest off. And I have that fear for Southland as well, and I think that's why a lot of our sediment and the nitrogen and the phosphates are running really quickly into our waterways. We don't have the tussock left anymore. People have made it into arable land. We don't have the gullies of native bush or vegetation. And I think that's for me one of our big issues. I'm not sure if I answered your question, Miles.
No, that's fine. Thanks very much.
And thank you very much, Ms. Campbell. I have no further questions for you. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you for all of this.